Bhagavad Gita 5.15. Nadatte kasyachit papam na chaiva sukrutam vibho agyanena avrutam jnanam tena muhinyanti jantavah. Krishna speaks over here about who is the doer, who is it that makes things happen. In philosophy, this is a sub-branch called as etiology. It looks at the study of causality. What are the cause of things? Now, Krishna is saying over here, na adatte kasyachit papam. Na adatte doesn't accept kasyachit of anyone, slightly also. Papam, the sins. Na cha eva sarv. Sukrutam vibho. Nor does he accept the sukriti, the punya also. Vibho. Vibho refers to the vibhu, literally means big. So the big one is the super soul. The atma is anu. Kesha grishita bhagasya shatadha kalpitasya cha. It is described that the atma is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. So as contrasted to that, the super soul, although when present is of the size of a thumb, but still in the body, but the super soul is the same super soul who pervades all over the existence. So nadatte kasyachit papam na chaiva sukrutam vibho. This means that the sinful reactions are the sins, basically the credit for the actions, the sins or the pious actions is not accepted by the super soul. Then who is the doer, the question may come up. So that is mentioned in the next part of the verse C and D. Agyanena avritam jnanam. Agyanena, by ignorance. Avritam, covered. Jnanam. So the knowledge is covered because of ignorance. Tena muhiyanti jantavaha. By that, muhiyanti, bewildered. Jantavaha, the living entity, soul. So it is said that it is not the super soul who does right and wrong actions, but it is the soul who is covered by ignorance. Now, previous verse, it says that actually the soul is not the doer. We see that in 5.13, it was said mentally renounce work. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi. Manasa sanyasya. Renounce work mentally. That means do the work externally, but in the mind, understand that you are not the doer. Then 14th verse said that na kartrutvam na karmani lokasya sajate prabho. The soul is not the doer. Soul doesn't make others to do also. And then that same point was stressed again. Tena muhiyanti jantavaha. So now, karma phalam karma phalasya yogam svabhavastu pravartate. So it is svabhava which makes things happen. Svabhava is nature. So now the question will come up. Swabhava, is it actually a doer of anything? Swabhava, we could say that it is unconscious. It is insentient because it is prakriti. So, can swabhava make anything happen? So, the question of who is the doer is being analyzed here. And it is stated here that it is the soul who is covered over by ignorance. So now, what is this? Agyanena avrutam That is the Swabhava. So our Swabhava is the Ajnana which covers the soul, which covers our actual identity, our awareness of our actual identity. So, let's try to understand this with some examples. If we see here, if say there is a jail. Now, if a criminal has committed a crime and then the criminal is arrested and then is brought in front of the court, and then the judge sentences the criminal to death. So now, or not to death, maybe to 10-year imprisonment or whatever. And after that, the prisoner is sent to the jail. So now, who is the doer? Could say that actually it was the judge who gave the sentence. The judge is the cause of the person going into the jail. But then, that same judge may have released another person who was wrongfully charged. So therefore, the point is that a judge is not the sole doer. Judge is not the person who is eager to put people into the jail. So judge is the ultimate decision maker over there, but a judge is not the root cause. So now we could say actually the policeman put the people in the jail, put the person in the jail. So yes, the policeman, they put the people, it's true. But then are they the cause? And the police otherwise protect people. Somewhere else a person is being attacked by a criminal, the police may protect. So is it the police who put people into jail? Oh, the police are simply the instrument. So what put that person into the jail? It is that person who did some misdeed. And the misdeed of that person was the cause ultimately of going into the jail. So we see here all three factors are involved. There is the action that is done by the wrongdoing is done by the criminal. Then there is the sentence that is passed by the judge, and then there is the execution that is done by the police. So all three factors are involved. Now, what are the three factors in our context? There is material nature, there is the soul, and there is the Supreme Lord. These can be referred to by the three words starting with J. So there is Jagat, Jeev, and Jagdish. There is Prakriti, Ishvara, and Jiva. We could also put it that way. So now it is the Jiva who desires, and because the Jiva is the desirer, so the Jiva is responsible. But after desiring, it is not that the Jiva can do alone anything. So Jiva cannot do alone. It is the Jiva who desires, and after that it is the super soul. Super soul is like the judge. The super soul is the one who executes. Who decides. And then the police are like the material nature, Prakriti. So Jiva, Prakriti, Ishvara, and Prakriti. So Jiva desires, the Ishvara sanctions, and the Prakriti executes. And that's how actions happen, by the combination of all three. To consider another example, actually, when I desire to speak, I have given this example earlier also, but let me now put it in the framework of these three causes. Now, when I desire to speak, right now I'm speaking, so I desire to speak, but after that it is not that I can speak Although I think it's so effortless, I just open my voice and start speaking. But there can be so many causes, biological, medical, or sometimes psychological, which may prevent me from speaking or speaking coherently. So after I desire, then the super soul is present and the super soul sanctions. Okay, that this person deserve to speak, or does the person deserve to be embarrassed with a stutter or a stammer or with a memory blackout or whatever. So the super soul considers that, and then after that there is the body which executes. If I have the karmic credits to speak, then this is the body that executes. Now, the human speech is so complex that researchers who try to make text-to-speech software or otherwise make synthetic voices, they can never get to the subtleties of the way humans produce sound. No, we don't just speak words, but we emphasize certain words, we de-emphasize certain words. There is the accent, there is the tone, and there are a myriad other factors which bring the emotional tenor and the and affect the impact of the speech significantly. So these factors are not even under my control or not in my knowledge. Now, how exactly? Yes, I want to speak, emphasize certain words. I want to tell certain words loudly, certain words softly. Now, all the inflections in the voice and all those things, how exactly they are executed at the level of voice production I have no idea at all. But they happen. So, if I think I am the doer, then I am an illusion. Because I don't even know how things are happening. Not to speak of making them happen. So here, Krishna stating that, what is it that makes the soul do material things? The soul is spiritual and the soul has only spiritual desires to love and serve Krishna. But now the soul is in this material world and acting for fulfilling material desires. So where do those material desires come from? They come from the conditioned nature of the soul. So that is swabhava. So for example, the same soul is in India cheering a cricket match. And when this soul goes to America, that same person goes to America, becomes conditioned by American culture, and then starts wildly cheering a baseball match. Or that same soul may speak very coherently, intelligently, maybe a double doctorate speaking on physics at an international high-level conference of cutting-edge physicists. But then that person dies and becomes a dog, and that person is barking, bow, 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 bow. It is the same person. Why the difference? So, that is Agyanenavratam Gyanam Tena Muhiyanti Jantavaha. The soul has a desire to act, whether it is to cheer a sports team or whether it is to produce some sound. Soul has a desire to act. But the specific ways in which the soul acts will be determined by the kind of swabhav that the soul has. That is mentioned, swabhavastu pravartate. So, Krishna continues over here and said that, agyanenavrutam jnanam. So, our swabhav is the agyan that covers us. So, whether I say my swabhav is a brahmana swabhav or kshatriya swabhav or a vaishya swabhav, from the spiritual point of view, ultimately, it is ignorance. From the spiritual point of view, it is that
I am the soul and I am not a Brahman or a Kshatriya or whatever. So if I am inclined to act in a particular way, that is because the nature impels me to act in that way. And what nature is it that is impelling me like that? It is the set of conditionings that I have acquired based on my past karma and which obscure my spiritual nature. So the soul is the doer in the sense of being the desirer. The super soul is the doer in terms of being the sanctioner. And material nature is the doer in terms of being the executor. But the soul has a particular kind of desires because of ajnana. Ajnanena vritam jnanam. So the soul has these desires to do particular things because of ajnana. And because the super soul is simply the sanctioner in reciprocation to the soul's actions, soul's desires and subsequent, therefore the super soul does not accept the reactions. So Krishna says that in this way, the soul's bondage is caused by ajnana. And if that ajnana is removed, then the soul will not be bound, will be liberated. And the ajnana is removed, the soul can act in the soul also without bondage. And how that happens will be discussed in the next verse. Thank you.